Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant development has just taken place in the realm of global climate politics, one that has far-reaching implications for India's position on the world stage. The Ministry of External Affairs has formally confirmed that India has withdrawn its bid to host the UNFCCC Conference of Parties, or COP33, scheduled for 2028. This bid was originally announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at COP28 in Dubai in December 2023. The stated reason for this withdrawal is a review of commitments for 2028, but it is clear that there are unstated reasons as well. To understand the significance of this decision, let us first delve into what COP is and the context of India's bid. The United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, was adopted at the 1992 Earth Summit in Rio. Its Conference of Parties, or COP, is the supreme decision-making body, meeting annually since 1995. Hosting a COP is not just a logistical exercise but also confers significant diplomatic prestige, allowing the host country to set the political priorities and agenda. It also provides climate finance leverage, enabling the host to shape developed country financial commitments to the developing world. Furthermore, hosting a COP allows the host country to foreground its technology transfer agenda, particularly in the area of green technology cooperation. And, of course, there is the soft power and tourism aspect, as a COP attracts between 30,000 to 50,000 delegates and global media attention. However, hosting a COP is a massive undertaking that requires substantial infrastructure, including a suitable venue, security, and transport arrangements. It also demands hospitality on a grand scale, accommodating over 30,000 delegates for a period of 2 weeks. The operational budget for a major COP is typically in the range of $200 to $400 million. Given these requirements, it is not surprising that India's withdrawal has raised significant questions about its climate leadership trajectory and the rotation of climate summit hosting among Global South nations. But why did India withdraw its bid? The official rationale provided by the Ministry of External Affairs is a review of commitments for 2028. However, there appear to be several unstated reasons as well. First, there is the domestic political calendar, with the 2027 general elections potentially complicating the hosting of COP33 in 2028. The elections may produce policy continuity questions, transition uncertainty, or shifting priorities, all of which could impact India's ability to host a successful COP. Second, there are the fiscal and operational costs associated with hosting a major COP. The estimated cost of $200 to $400 million is significant, especially when considered in the context of competing priorities such as the semiconductor mission, AI mission, and infrastructure expansion. The opportunity cost of hosting a COP is substantial, and India may have decided that its resources could be better utilized elsewhere. Third, there is a strategic re-evaluation of whether hosting a COP maximizes India's climate diplomacy returns. India's G20 presidency in 2023 demonstrated its convening power, and hosting a COP would certainly amplify this. However, it would also expose India to direct accountability questions about its own emission trajectory and coal dependence, which may not be desirable at this juncture. Lastly, there is the issue of North-South climate politics. Hosting a COP in 2028, after the global stocktake and with India's own NDC target year of 2030 looming, would have placed India under intense scrutiny on several fronts. These include its coal phase-down trajectory, climate finance contributions versus receipts, the operationalization of the loss and damage fund, and the impact of the carbon border adjustment mechanism on India's exports. These pressures may have made hosting a COP a less attractive proposition than initially anticipated. So, What does India's withdrawal signal? For one, it weakens its voice of the Global South narrative, a position that India has cultivated through various initiatives such as the G20 presidency, the International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, the Global Biofuels Alliance, and Mission Life. However, it is worth noting that India retains substantial climate diplomacy assets even without COP33 hosting. The International Solar Alliance, for example, now has over 120 member countries, making it a major geopolitical platform. The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is becoming a significant channel for resilience financing, and the Global Biofuels Alliance is expanding to include ethanol and biofuel cooperation. The withdrawal does not foreclose climate leadership but rather redirects it through plurilateral coalitions rather than UNFCCC system hosting. India's climate action landscape is replete with initiatives such as the National Solar Mission, the National Hydrogen Mission, the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, the National Mission for Sustainable Agriculture, the Compensatory Afforestation Fund, and Project Him Sarovar, among others. India's renewable capacity trajectory is ambitious, with a current installed capacity of around 210 gigawatts and a target of 500 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel capacity by 2030. Now, let us turn to the climate finance dimension, a core unfinished agenda for COP33. The debates around develop to developing flows, the loss and damage fund, and carbon markets are crucial. The goal set at Copenhagen in 2009 was for developed countries to provide $100 billion per year by 2020, a target that was never fully met. The new collective quantified goal set at COP29 aims for $300 billion per year by 2035, which is significantly below the $1.3 trillion that the Global South had sought. India's stance is that it needs much higher climate finance flows to support its transition. The Loss and Damage Fund, operationalized at COP27, has an initial pledge of $700 million against an estimated need of over $400 billion per year. India has supported the fund but has not contributed to it, given its status as a recipient-eligible country. The operationalization of Article 6 of the Paris Agreement, which governs international carbon market mechanisms, has been slow, with COP29 making progress on the centralized mechanism but bilateral cooperation rules remaining contentious. What does this mean for India's climate diplomacy? Without COP33, India is likely to strengthen its leadership in the International Solar Alliance, expand the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, lead within G20 climate working groups, and engage in BRICS climate dialogue. Domestically, India will continue to define its coal phase-down trajectory, operationalize carbon markets under the Energy Conservation Act, develop a climate finance taxonomy, and invest in climate adaptation through the National Adaptation Fund for Climate Change. Now, let us look at the way forward. In the short term, India needs to clarify its diplomatic positioning and strengthen the institutional architecture of the International Solar Alliance. It should also expand the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, focusing on small island developing states, and demonstrate climate finance leadership at the G20. In the medium term, India should engage with post-2026 census delimitation processes, operationalize carbon markets with international linkages, and develop a net-zero pathway with sector-by-sector decarbonization. It should also address climate trade integration, particularly in the context of the EU's carbon border adjustment mechanism. In the long term, India should implement its net-zero pathway with intermediate milestones, institutionalize South-South climate cooperation, and make climate-resilient infrastructure the default for all public investment. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change was adopted in 1992, and its Conference of Parties meets annually. The estimated cost of hosting a COP is between $200 and $400 million. India's renewable capacity target is 500 gigawatts by 2030. The Loss and Damage Fund has an initial pledge of $700 million. The International Solar Alliance has over 120 member countries. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the syllabus of General Studies Paper 3, which covers environmental issues, climate change, and international relations. Remembering key facts such as the UNFCCC, COP, and climate finance targets is crucial for both the preliminary and main examinations. Understanding the nuances of India's climate diplomacy and its implications for global climate governance is essential for writing well-informed and analytical answers. In conclusion, India's withdrawal from hosting COP33 has significant implications for its climate leadership and global positioning. However, it also presents opportunities for India to reorient its climate diplomacy through plurilateral coalitions and domestic action, ultimately contributing to a more sustainable and climate-resilient future.